Angus Fraser, you, it's a busy time for managing directors of cricket with overseas signings nowadays. They're always coming and going, and the latest one fitted in, George Bailey.
Yes, and we're pretty pleased with it. We're not very pleased with it. Mm. It is a bit of a sort of jigsaw puzzle, putting all your overseas players together, especially you can only register two at once, and you're juggling between white ball cricket, red ball cricket, and some players naturally play both, others not so much. But yeah, we've been quite enterprising this year with Adam Vogue at the start, obviously Brendan McCullum coming in, Mitch McClenaghan there as well, and there's been sort of like a 7 or 8 week window in the middle of the season that we've been trying to fill. Getting someone of George's quality and ability is something that we're very pleased with.
And just to clearly outline it, you use the word jigsaw. This is a piece that fits in between the others rather than affecting the others. It doesn't change anything to what already exists.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how deep you want me to go, but we've obviously got Adam. We've got Adam Vogue now until the 9th or 10th of June, and he plays a 50-over game and a 20-over game so that he can qualify for the knockout stages of those tournaments when hopefully we'll still be in them when he comes back in the middle of August. We've got Brendan arrives at the end of the IPL, but then Mitch McClenaghan comes when Adam Vogue goes, because you're only allowed to have two registered players, and Brendan McCullum leaves on the 25th of June. So we've got this gap 25th of June through to the middle of August to fill. There's five championship games, I think it's four 50-over games and 7 or 8 2020 games. So getting a player that can offer you something in all those competitions is, you're asking quite a bit, but in Georgia we've managed to get someone, so yeah.
Quite a headache. This time last year you were going through the same thing, managed to get Joe Burns, but it was a similar situation, and I guess the fruits this year are the results of the work that's gone on over the last year.
Yeah, it is, and I say with just going back to George for a minute, I mean, we're a bit sort of unsure at the start and finish, just because Australia are playing in the Caribbean in June. It's a tri-series with South Africa and the West Indies, and there's a final, and if Australia get to the final, then it means that George will miss the Lancashire Championship match at Lord's, and then we don't know yet whether he's going to get selected for Australia's, the one day part of Australia's tour to Sri Lanka, which is in August. So if he does get selected, he might miss the Durham game at Lord's, the championship match. If he doesn't, then he'll be available through to 2020 finals day as such. So there are still a little bit of... There could be a couple of matches where we're without an overseas player, but that's, as in this game that we're currently playing now, gives an opportunity for another member of our staff to come in and hopefully show what they're capable of doing.
I guess an easy way of phrasing that question was, how long in the planning are these things? Because like I say, last year you were desperately trying, you know, making phone calls. You said agents, you were on the phone to everybody, and you know, it's very difficult to fit it all together. Are you able to plan ahead? Is this the result of the work that's been done in the last year, or is it a case of you just have to see what becomes available at a particular time?
No, you do plan ahead, and I mean, Adam Vogue has obviously been our first choice overseas player, and the fact that we could offer, I mean, Adam is, I mean, he's 34, 35 now, still fit man and still obviously in great form, but the fact that we could sort of give him a potentially a month's break because of Brendan McCullum's arrival was very attractive to him, because a full season of county cricket and playing international cricket for Australia would knock the stuffing out of him. So it worked well for him, and that gap naturally created space for Brendan. And then we had this window, and you're looking around, obviously, at international tours and things like that, and it's not until even around now, or I mean, tour dates do chop and change a little bit, that you can sort of confirm everything. So now you do sit down with your diary or your year planners and sort of marking areas where we've got him and areas where we've got him and areas where you might have three here but only two can be registered, and because you can only register, if you register a player it's got to be for a month, or you deregister a player it's got to be for a month. It can get a bit messy, but fortunately we seem to have been able to work it through.
Statement of intent as well. Obviously you've backed local and homegrown talent for quite some time, bearing the fruits of it now in the county championship up to second, but you've obviously identified white ball cricket as well as something where you want to make an impact, and these look like the signings that you would hope will make an impact for the club.
We do, and we have. Yeah, I mean, we our championship form, except for 2 years ago where we obviously just had that nerve-wracking week in Manchester, has been good, and we want to continue that. And in many ways, I think it's not a question of one or the other. I think by being a better white ball side, it would develop us as a red ball side as well. So the players will learn to come through and win in tight situations where you've got to make sort of pretty instant decisions. So, we need to be better at white ball cricket. We need to be a side that's up there qualifying for the knockout stages and challenging for trophies. And, yeah, I mean, the signing of James Fuller, obviously Brendan, Mitch McClenaghan, and now George Bailey, who obviously is captain of Australia in one-day international cricket, does signal that we are taking this. But he can contribute in the other areas of the game too. And, I mean, you're not picking someone because they scored 100 against you, but I must say that 100 he scored against us at Hove last year when we got 360-odd and Sussex nearly chased it down. It was one of the best one-day innings I've seen, the way he managed the situation. And you think, well, if he can come and do that for us on two or three occasions and obviously help some of our players learn how to manage those situations, then it can only be good for us.
All those headaches out of the way, you've just got to go and select an England squad now.
Yeah, we're having dinner tonight and we'll have a meeting tomorrow. So, yeah.
One challenge to the next.
Indeed, one jigsaw to another.